At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Rothman. Now, I don't know what airplane I'm on, but I am right here on KGO sitting in for Grex. By the way, I want to thank so many of you who have emailed or put up tweets and all the rest saying how glad you are I'm here. I'm delighted to be here, and I want you to know I'm here because management asked me to come in, and I'm just thrilled to be back here behind this microphone. I want to remind you I will be here tomorrow night as well. We're taking it day by day and hope that Grex recovers quickly and is back here soon. But I'm delighted to be able to be here and to enjoy all of you, and I hope you're enjoying the conversation. Okay, now why did we choose that? I thought you were going to do a leaving on an aeroplane. Maybe we can do that during the when we come back, but you all know what happened. A power outage early Monday took down Delta Airlines' computer system worldwide. And you know, this is no joke. This is huge. More than 800, and I love using the word huge. I just want you to know that. More than 870 canceled flights, hundreds more that were delayed. And you know why? Because a computer system failed. Pure and simple. That's the reason. So, you know, I understand computer systems fail, and I understand the frustration that one feels when a computer system fails, because I've been there. I've done it. I understand. But here's my question for you. First, if you were on the flight, how were you treated? I'm just curious. Were you treated well? Was everything okay? But we need to remember how fragile it is when we rely on our computer systems to keep us going. Industry experts say the collapses are reminders that when it comes to airplane travel, customers should be prepared for best laid plans to change. That's what one news story said. We should not expect airlines to give up much to compensate us for our trouble, but it's true. I mean, really and truly, when you stop and think about it, we are completely dependent on flights taking off and landing. And you know that inside the airport, you see the lines. You heard about them here on KGO. Maybe you turn on a TV and you watched. People stood in line for more than, well, hours and hours trying to reschedule flights. Now, this was an unintentional glitch. Okay, computers go down. These things happen. My question for you is, what happens if somebody hacks into the computer system and the whole system fails because of that? Now, why am I saying this? Because on the same day that all this happened, the San Francisco Chronicle, on August 8th, ran an editorial. And the title was, "The No Rules Cyber War World." And I have to tell you, there is no question that hackers have a huge impact. And if hackers wanted to shut down our banking system, our Wall Street system, they could. And the Chronicle's editorial concludes with these words, "A clandestine war is going on, with the public only occasionally aware." And they're right. I want to pause here and just tell you, they're right. Why did I connect in my mind what happened with Delta with this? Because if it had been intentional, most of us wouldn't have known. The fact that it was unintentional, simply a glitch in the computer, well, we become a little bit aware, but most people are completely oblivious because we lead our lives without really paying attention. But the editorial goes on, and the editorial is right. "The President of the United States needs to tell Americans more about the risks this country faces. He also needs to tell the rest of the world where the limits are for intelligence probing and hacking. And that is not happening." So I want to ask you all to reflect with me for a moment. How dependent are you on your computer? Do you do your banking on a computer? Do you pay your bills on a computer? Do you make your airline reservations on a computer? Do you shop via the computer? Do you feel secure? Remember, the Chinese hackers seized troves of data on more than 20 million U.S. government workers. The Chronicle editorial points out that North Korea famously raided the Sony Pictures computers after a comedy movie mocked the nation's dictator. Goes on to point out that U.S. intelligence has played tough, too, by slipping destructive computer viruses into Iran's nuclear research facilities. And the Chronicle points out something that is very important. The Pentagon uses its global fleet of submarines to sift communications and data traffic, turning warships into digital sentinels. It's updated spying, but it can easily morph into a form of lethal warfare. 8080810. We were inconvenienced when the Delta computers went down. And Americans understood very clearly in airports across America that it was a problem. Understand that. 870 canceled flights, hundreds more delayed because of a glitch. You want to tie up America? I'll tell you how to tie up America. Cyber warfare. Now, I'll be interested during the course of this presidential campaign whether Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump address this question. How much of a priority should we be investing in making sure we're not hacked? I want you to know what I'd do if I were president. I'd go on every high school and college campus in America, all these computer whiz kids, and I'd say to them, you want a job, you've got it. I want a defense system that will make America impregnable. 8080810. The Chronicle says doing nothing is not an option. And you know what? They're right. If Delta, by accident, can cause this kind of disruption, imagine if someone really wanted to damage us. I believe that federal agencies dedicated to cyber defense and intelligence need to be given more ability to erect the barriers we need to protect ourselves. So I want to ask the question of all of you nerds out there, okay? All of you who use your computers but really understand them. If you are a computer technician, I want to ask you, am I overreacting? Is what I'm suggesting wrong? I really want to know. If you're a cybersecurity expert, I want you to pick up the phone and call 8080810, because I'm going to tell you right now, almost all of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, use your computer to pay your bills, buy stocks, plan travel. Many of you tonight are listening to the sound of my voice on your computer. 8080810. We're only going to do this till 8:30, but I really want to know whether I'm exaggerating the concern. I'm John Rothman, in for Drex, and you are listening to KGO 810.